Okay. Hi, everybody. It's your favorite storytelling wifey. Back at it again. God, that was lame. So, turns out that you guys actually really enjoyed when I tell you stories. And, my friend, Bro in the Woods, happens to have more than, I think he's up to 5 parts now. So I thought I'd take it back to the beginning where it all started to get you some erotic storytelling. Be kind to me, because something about reading a man's words and saying things a man would say isn't the same as reading, you know, what a woman would say. So if any lovely ladies are listening and you have stories on Gone Wild Stories and you want me to read them out loud, let me know. Hit me up. I would love to share your beautiful stories. Or if you want to share them, like if you want to like go kick ass and like read your own stories and put them on Gone Wild Audio, that's rad too. But I'm always happy to make a fantasy come to life with my voice. So, enough of my yammering. I'm sure that's not why you came here. So, my girlfriend and her friends have a strange rule, and this is, oh, shit. Okay, hold on. I gotta get my glasses on for this. Get the sexy librarian thing going. Okay, so, this is a story about the day that kickstarted the most incredible experience of my life. Okay, rewind. You don't know what I'm talking about yet. Let me describe myself. And by myself, I mean Liam, who is 23, or was at the time. And he was 6'4". He works out and has a swimmer's body, has brown hair, and he's not going to tell you his dick is 8 feet long, but it's above average and pretty thick. And, my dear Liam, it doesn't matter what size your dick is. It's how you use it. There are many men with endowed members that don't know what they're doing. And there are men who are less endowed, who have made me scream. So I think that's totally okay, but thick is good. Thick is, I'll never say anything mean about thick. Okay, I'm getting way too distracted here. Okay, so I've been told I'm good looking and I've never had trouble finding hookups. This story has some build up and descriptions, so scroll down if you're looking for the sexy parts. So, you know what? Fuck this. I could scroll down, but since you're here and it's my story time, I'm deciding to read all of it. Okay. 2 years ago, when I was in university, I dated this girl. Let's call her Claire, who was part of one of those girl squads. Damn you, Taylor Swift. Claire is 22, 5'6", cute as hell, blonde hair, blue eyes, always tan from being outside. She's sporty despite being pretty petite, and she had these bouncy C-cup tits that almost fit perfectly in my hands. Her ass was firm and toned, and although she did a lot of squats, it wasn't big at all, which I prefer anyway. Bro in the Woods. Come on. Big ass is good. I guess I'm just biased because I've got a big old booty. And he put up visual aids, so if you want to see that. By the way, it is not them. It is close to them because my friend Bro in the Woods is very respectful, and I'm down with that. But he's very generous to y'all, giving you visuals. So, Claire and her three best friends were the kind of friends that call each other their soulmates. I know, pretty cliche, but whatever. They were really, really close, seeing each other almost every day and talking all the time.
and tell each other everything kind of close. Three of the four had known each other since middle school, and the other girl they'd met in college and become close with immediately. Anyway, so when Claire and I first began dating, she told me that her squad would always come first in her life. I rolled my eyes a little and shrugged it off. Honestly, I wasn't looking for anything serious with her anyway, but I ended up dating this girl for longer than I expected. We got on well and the sex was great, but mainly I think that most of the drama I had to deal with other girls I dated, didn't exist here, because Claire talked about that stuff with her friends and not me. I knew she talked about our sex life in details to our friends, which, to be honest, kind of turned me on because they were a sexy bunch. And now might be a good time for me to describe her friends. Yes, bro in the woods, or Liam. Do you prefer Liam? I don't care. Oh, Jesus, this is either going to be great or it's going to be like, what the hell? So Katie, 21, Danielle, 23, and Andrea, 22. Katie is a short, skinny, easygoing Asian girl with straight black hair and a great smile. She's probably the one I'm least attracted to, but whose personality I liked best. She and I usually made eye contact when one of the other girls said something dumb. Danielle is about medium height, pale skin, platinum blonde hair, and she looks like the kind of girl who spends hours in front of the mirror every day. Always perfect makeup, perfect nails, etc. Her body is pretty hot overall, but what stands out is her bubble butt. Okay, so we do like the butts. Which she shows off at every opportunity. She usually wore those booty shorts where half of her ass would be hanging out. And then she would point out every guy that stared at her. I'm not really an ass man, but it was certainly an eye catcher. Danielle is also the newest addition to the group. The others have known her for only 2 or so years at this point. Now, each of them was a smoke show in their own right, but Andrea was probably the hottest girls I'd ever seen in my life. Seriously, this girl belonged on a runway somewhere. She had light brown skin, shiny dark brown hair to her waist, hourglass proportions. Her tits were absolutely incredible, natural double D's at least, and they looked unbelievable on her skinny body. She often wore outfits that showcased her rack, and she had a 10 out of 10 face to match the body. She wore dark lipstick a lot and did this thing sometimes where she would bite her lip while making eye contact with you, and that's how I discovered a new kink I didn't know I had. When I saw her for the first time, I thought, shit, I picked the wrong friend, which I know is kind of shitty, but I couldn't help it. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, it turned out she had this really bitchy personality, and I couldn't talk to her for more than 5 minutes at a time without getting annoyed. Still, I couldn't help stare at her sometimes, which I think Claire noticed. About a month into dating Claire, we were chilling on the couch in her apartment, watching some random show on Netflix. Claire began absentmindedly rubbing her fingers on my dick over my shorts. I had closed my eyes and was enjoying the feeling when she suddenly said, "Doesn't that actress look like Andrea?" I opened my eyes to see the two actors making out. The actress was hot and had long brown hair, but apart from that, she didn't look like Andrea at all. Honestly, Andrea was way hotter. "I guess," I said, and I closed my eyes again. Claire took my dick out of my shorts and began stroking it. "Seriously, look at her. Don't you think she's hot?" I was confused at this point and looked at the screen again. The actress was topless now, and they were clearly about to have sex. Claire was stroking my dick now, and she looked really horny. Without thinking, I said, "Andrea has bigger tits." But for a second after I said it, I thought, fuck, I'm in for it. But Claire just smiled at me knowingly and began stroking faster. At this point, I was hard as a rock, and confused as hell. But also, I didn't really care. For some reason, this was turning Claire on. I take it. I leaned forward to kiss her and yanked her loose shirt to grab her tits. She yanked her shirt off, revealing her cute bouncy boobs. She had bikini tan lines from spending time on the beach, so most of her skin was golden brown, but her boobs were pale. Her nipples were pink, larger than you'd expect on her tits, which I always found sexy. And I reached out to pull one hard nipple, but Claire pulled away from me, getting her phone out. What the fuck? She was still jerking me off with one hand, but she seemed to be scrolling through Instagram on the other. Claire, what's going on? She handed me her phone, and on it was a picture of Andrea on the beach. She was standing with her back to the camera, but with the top half of her body twisted around to look at the camera. She was wearing a non-existent G-string that had disappeared into her beautiful ass, and she was topless with her hands covering her nipples. She was laughing and looking straight over at the camera with her boobs spilling over on either side of her hands. Holy shit. I needed to join Instagram. I didn't know what my expression was as I looked up at this photo, but when I looked at Claire, she had the most wicked smile on her face. She leaned forward to kiss me and then knelt in front of the couch and took my dick in her mouth, as she'd done so many times before. Except this time, I was holding a photo of her nearly naked friend as she sucked my dick. Although part of my brain was wondering if this was some kind of test, most of my brain was focusing on trying to memorize the scene in front of me. I couldn't keep my eyes off of Andrea's pick. My eyes zoomed in on her magnificent tits, and I tried to imagine the nipples her hands were hiding. I reached down and grabbed Claire's tits, massaging them and thinking about Andrea's body. I felt her nipples stiffen, and I pulled on them until she gasped, "Good boy." Claire was licking up and down my dick, pausing to suck on the tip. Usually, she makes eye contact while doing this, but today, her eyes were closed. Because she wanted me to look at the picture? I imagined Andrea in the same position, her beautiful mouth worshipping my cock. My dick began to throb. Claire was sucking on the tip like a lollipop while stroking me with both of her hands. And in between sucking, she looked up at me and said, "Would you fuck her?" Holy shit, did she want a threesome? Fuck. I was too dazed to say anything other than yeah, but I was thinking, oh, God exists and he loves me. What would you do to her? Claire was saying. Oh, fuck, I'd fuck her brains out. I know, I'm not Shakespeare, but it was the best I could do. Honestly, Liam, I don't blame you. If she was working that cock right with her mouth, you shouldn't have been able to get out full sentences. Oh, goodness. Okay. Where were we? Sorry about that. My alarm went off. Okay. So I was saying that if Liam was a good boy, he wouldn't be able to talk after getting his dick worked so well. So, what else? She began deep-throating my cock. I groaned as her lips touched my body, and I put my hands on her head to hold her there. I'd fuck her mouth like this, and I began to thrust into Claire's throat. I felt her gag, but she pushed her head down to keep her lips on my body. I've never known a girl who could suck dick like that. Well, you haven't known me. I had to. I definitely had to. I think sucking dick is is so good. It's so fun. And my rule of thumb is if you're not going to go at it at 110% like it's your last fucking meal, then you shouldn't be down there. And that goes for men as well, just so you know. Turnabout is 100% fair play. Okay, back to that story, shall we? I groaned. Oh, no, that's not it. I got too excited. Oh, here we go. My filthy fantasies were flowing out of me in paragraphs now. I'd hold her beautiful face like this and make her worship my cock. Then I'd fuck her wet pussy until she begs me to stop. With each sentence, I was thrusting into Claire's throat and I could feel myself beginning to come. I closed my eyes and imagined it was Andrea moaning under me, her tits bouncing as I slid in and out of her pussy. I couldn't believe what I was saying, but I kept going. I want to come all over her huge tits, and then I'd make you lick my cum off of her body. Claire struggled a little, gagging as my cum shot into her throat. I held her head in place for a moment, and I thrust into her throat one last time. I released her so my dick left her throat, but stayed in her mouth. I continued moving her head up and down on my dick, staring into her eyes as I came into her beautiful mouth. When I finished coming, I released her head, and she showed me my cum in her mouth, and she waited for me to nod before swallowing it. Good girl. Good girl. Men love seeing the hot loads that they've given you, and I think even more so they like a lady who swallows it, especially while maintaining eye contact. That shit is like fucking crack to them. Well, not everybody. I think everybody has their own kinks, but so far I haven't met a man who wasn't like a little into that. I mean, before I was married, but whatever. I pulled her up onto the couch and I kissed her deeply, shoving my hand into her panties. Good boy. Take care of that woman. My fingers slipped in between her legs to find that she was unbelievably wet. Girl, same. Blowjobs turn me on. I love sucking dick. And my husband brags about that all the time. But this isn't about me. So I realized she'd been touching herself as I throat fucked her and described my fantasies about one of her best friends. She gasped as I began rubbing circles on her clit. What the fuck was that? I asked her. She struggled a bit, but when I held her firmly and continued rubbing her clit, what's going on, Claire? She moaned. We have a rule.
A rule?
A rule that whenever one of us has a steady boyfriend, the others get to fuck him once.
What?
I could feel my dick starting to get hard again, even though I'd just come. I slipped a finger into Claire's pussy and continued rubbing her clit with my thumb. She began to shudder and moan. I stopped fingering her.
No, no, please.
Then keep talking, I said, slowly fucking her pussy with two fingers. It's so
no one gets jealous. Before the rule, there were incidents, fights.
I took one round pink nipple in my mouth and sucked on it hard, and she screamed,
no cheating, no jealousy. It works well. One time,
oh, she was barely coherent, but I got the gist of it. I was going to get to fuck all three of her best friends. I continued sucking on her tit as I finger banged her and stimulated her clit. Claire came suddenly, screaming and moaning and thrashing under me. We lay silently on the couch, both panting for what felt like ages. Eventually, she turned her head to look at me. So, she said with a smile spreading across her face,
What do you want first? And that is the end of part one, my friends. So hopefully you enjoyed this story, and you enjoyed my reading with commentary. So again, as always, tell me if you like this. I love feedback, and I'm sure my friend Bro in the Woods, or as I affectionately called him today, Liam, would love your feedback as well. So if you want this to keep going, you've got to tell me. All right. And also, still, open invite to any of the ladies of Gone Wild stories. If you want me to read your stories out loud, let me know. All right. Bye-bye now.